This is NPR's Life in Berlin. International Women's Day is a time to celebrate the achievements of women across the world, but some also use the day to agitate for change. There were protests globally, and I caught up with some demonstrators at a march in Berlin. The mood is festive as a crowd begins to gather at Hermannplatz in Neukölln. There are women with bullhorns giving rallying cries. Musicians perform their feminist anthems on stage.
Cause I'm a certified goddess of war. When I dish out the pain, it's never less, it's more. I've got both the features of Venus and Mars.
Freddie is 37 years old and from Berlin. She holds up a sign that says, "Life goals, no need for women's marches."
I actually got kind of mad at the idea that I have to make a sign to talk about this issue, and I was like, it would be better if I didn't have to make a sign.
She works in the film industry, and the lack of women writing and directing productions frustrates her. Anna chats with a group of women under an umbrella. Anna says that she's quite old, but the white jacket she wears shows off a lot of attitude. The words radical feminist are emblazoned on the back.
Quite a lot of people experience that it's necessary to become radical again. Because German women think they are equal. They're really not established equality.
Germany has one of the highest gender wage gaps in Europe, with women earning 21.6% of what men earn. While there have been efforts to close this gap with legislation, like gender quotas on some executive boards, there is a sense of frustration. Some organizers in the U.S. dubbed this International Women's Day a day without a woman and asked women to skip work and to go on strike. As the march begins to progress down Kalkbüßer Damm, a woman's black baseball cap catches my eye. It's embroidered with the words, "Make feminism great again." Clara, the 32-year-old wearing the hat, says that she's searching for a new definition of feminism.
Feminism needs to be also anti-capitalist and anti-racist. I'm here to show my solidarity with all the women's struggles in the world.
Esther is 22 years old and has a sign that says, "Fight the system," spelled C-I-S-T-E-M. It's a play on words about how traditional gender roles can exclude transgender people from the conversation. Esther says that you can see the future here at this march.
You can see it on the demonstration. Everything is so vivid and loud and colorful, and people are connecting. I hope that it just continues in this way.
Several thousand people have joined her. For NPR Berlin, I'm Oluwakemi Aladisui.